Questions About Crime Ruined Soros-Funded George Gascon's One-Year Anniversary Party. By Joel B. Polak on December 9, 2021. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon gathered progressive prosecutors from around the country to celebrate the one-year anniversary of his time in office. But the party was derailed by questions about rising violent crime. Gascon, who ran against the first black woman to hold the job, and who received millions of dollars in donations from left-wing billionaire George Soros, has pursued an aggressive, radical agenda of criminal justice reform since taking office. But crime has spiked, leaving the city in the throes of what the Los Angeles Times has called a spate of brutal, brazen crimes. Last week, Jacqueline Avon, a prominent philanthropist in the black community who was married to legendary music producer Clarence Avon, was gunned down in her home, allegedly by a man recently freed from state prison. In a statement touting his achievements after a year in office, Gascon was short on crime numbers, but heavy on reforms. For example, he touted ending the death penalty, a controversial policy that he has applied to cases like child murder. Death sentences are no longer sought in Los Angeles County. Nor will the office seek execution dates for people sentenced to death. In addition, post-conviction death penalty cases currently are being reviewed to determine if there is sick, a meritorious, sick, legal reason to vacate the death sentence or resentence the individuals in the interest of justice. To date, five people, including four with cognitive or intellectual disabilities, have been resentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Gascon had hoped to celebrate, as he did after 100 days in office, when he celebrated thousands of hours in reduced prison sentences. But as the Times reports, his party was crashed by reporters seeking answers to the public's urgent questions. 1 year and 1 day later, Gascon was flanked by progressive prosecutors from around the country as he stood before a room full of reporters during a 90-minute news conference meant to celebrate what he saw as his successes during his first 12 months on the job. But on the heels of weeks of high-profile crimes, including the killing of a beloved Beverly Hills philanthropist, an explosion of gunfire that left one child dead in Wilmington and viral videos of smash-and-grab robberies at retail stores, Gascon instead spent much of his time sparring with reporters and trying to counter questions about criticism levied by those seeking to recall him. Gascon stood firm, saying there was no link between his policies and what he called the inaccurate perception that crime is rising in LA County. "My dad used to say that when you wrestle with a pig, you both get muddy and the pig likes it," Gascon said, before clarifying that he didn't mean to insult law enforcement. Murders have skyrocketed in LA, as are car thefts. But burglaries are down, possibly because more people are at home. One of the prosecutors at Gascon's party, Kim Fox, the Soros-funded Cook County prosecutor from Chicago who declined to prosecute actor Jesse Smollett for faking a racist and homophobic attack. The Smollett case was later taken up by a special prosecutor and he is currently on trial, while Chicago struggles with shootings, gang violence, and mass looting. Other prosecutors who took time out of their schedules to fly to L.A. to celebrate with Gascon included Parisa Degani Tafti, Commonwealth's attorney for Arlington County, and Suffolk County, Massachusetts, District Attorney Rachel Rollins. Gascon faces a second recall petition effort after the first failed to gather enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.